I received an email just this week that said I was a contentious, quarrelsome wife, and I was controlling, contentious, and manipulative. I thought, whoa, at least God's revealed it to her. What a praise. So she can repent and say, Lord, change me, mold me, make me into the wife that you want me to be for my spouse. And that the spouse will see the change and know and can tell that the Lord has touched her. That is what we're wanting. When we go through the storms of our life, we're not just wanting to get to the other side. We're just not wanting the storm to stop blowing. We're saying, Lord, help me. Give me wisdom. Show me, guide me, and help me to be the woman or man of God that I need to be. Men write to us and tell us, I deserved to be kicked out. I deserved to not be the head of our home because I never paid attention to my wife, to my kids. I took them for granted. I was unfaithful. I spent all my time with my things and not with my family. And they are repenting and crying out, God, give me a second chance. Lord, give me a second chance that I can do different. What way are you going? Are you going the way of change, of saying, I want to be more like my Lord? I want to have my marriage revived, restored, rekindled, rebuilt on the solid rock of Jesus Christ. God will direct you. He's driving. He is going to tell you, go, stop. He's going to tell you everything that you need to know. If you will spend time listening to him and asking him questions, he is right there with you. In Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21, we read, whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Now I'm asking you, are you willing to walk in God's way? Are you willing to walk that straight and narrow road? Are you willing to just say enough with compromising and walking on the top of the fence, one foot in the one world and another foot in the other world? That is what so many Christians are trying to do. They're trying to have their one foot in the church and one foot is in the worldliness of the world. And you cannot do it. God does not allow it. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13, we read, be on your guard, stand firm in the faith. Be men of courage, be strong, do everything in love. How are you doing? Are you walking the walk that you need to walk? To get your miracle, it's a narrow walk. So many people want to know, what did I do to get my marriage restored? I chose a very narrow road, and I sold out to my Lord, and it was my Lord and my children and my church, and that was about it. I was consumed with reading and hungering and thirsting for the Word of God. I knew that I didn't know it. I knew that I had failed as a Christian and that I had to grow so fast. For our marriage and for the sake of our children, I needed to grow. What did I do different? I chose to die to my flesh. People would ask me, hey, you want to go out and do this or that on weekends? If my kids were with my husband spending the weekend away, I would say, no, thanks. I had weekends that I just totally studied and prayed and fasted and prayed and studied the Word of God, listened to teaching tapes, and just consumed my life with growing in the Lord.